Three more people have died and four more people from Simcoe Muskoka region have been hospitalized for COVID-19, according to the latest update by the Simcoe Muskoka District Health Unit. The three deaths reported today include two women over 79 and a man over 79, all from Simcoe County. They died between May 6 and 12. In total, the health unit has reported 8 COVID deaths in May. There are 34 people from the region hospitalized because of COVID-19, including 5 patients in intensive care units. Testing has captured 192 new COVID cases in the region since the last update on May 11. Because testing is not available to everyone, case counts are underestimated. Since the start of the pandemic, the local health unit has confirmed 44,822 cases of COVID-19 with 43,392 of those cases recovered and 482 cases ending in death. Of the deaths reported by the health unit since March 2020, 419 were COVID-related, 50 deaths were not related to COVID-19 but the person tested positive, and for 13 of them, the cause of death is unknown or pending. To date, 83% of the population aged 5 years old and up are fully vaccinated with 2 or more doses, and 18% of the region's total population, including children, is unvaccinated. There are 22 active outbreaks in Simcoe Muskoka, down from 34 outbreaks on May 6. The current active outbreaks include 18 in institutional settings, hospitals, long-term care, retirement homes, and 4 in congregate settings, group homes, shelters. A list of outbreaks is available on the health unit website here. According to monitoring of the region's hospitals by the health unit, about 68% of the region's ICU beds are full and about 39% of the ventilator beds are occupied. Acute care occupancy is highest with 95.5% of the beds in the region currently full. Here's a look at the Ontario COVID update for May 13. The Collingwood General and Marine Hospital is reporting as of May 13, there are 4 COVID-positive inpatients at the hospital. This can include people admitted because of COVID and those hospitalized for other reasons who also test positive for COVID.